2018, this year, Pastor Kevin, in his messages, has been calling us to prayer. That's how he started. And what are we supposed to do? We're supposed to take a time and go and pray. But not just go into our room, but the key in that message was shutting the door. Leaving everything behind, the distractions, etc., and closing it out and not letting our mind wander, but having our eyes during that prayer time really focused and fixed on Jesus. Amen. Then the next Sunday, he talked about our Father, Abba Father. And he said that we need to have a relationship with our Father and that he's a good Father. And he told us about some of the things that we would be provided if we pressed into that Father relationship. Even if we had a bad relationship with our physical fathers and we didn't have, we have a different Father.
That's right.
We have Father God, and he's different than the Father that you experience possibly in this life. Maybe sometimes diametrically opposed, right?
You bet.
Amen. But we're supposed to press into the relationship of a good, good Father. And so I've had on my mind for 3 weeks now, it's all about relationship. It's not just a God in heaven who doesn't care about me personally. It's not about the God of the universe, as I think about him. It's my Abba Father.
Amen.
And so when we came to Psalm 23 and reading it out of the Passion Bible this year, I was stirred right down to my toes. Let me read it to you. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. Ah, wow, the joy bells went off. Amen. The Lord is my best friend. I have good friends. I have best friends. However, I have even a better one. Amen. The Lord is my best friend. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. Oh, wow. I've been loved on this earth. I've been loved, but God's love for me is luxurious. Amen. I want to press in and find out more what that's all about. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brooks of bliss. Oh, wow. Sometimes I really need that quiet place. I need those brooks. And I can just see them in my mind, and they're sparkling, and the sunlight's just coming off of them. And then sometimes there's a gentle rain falling on the brooks and little splashes coming up. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me the pathway to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Amen. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. I love it. I've been conquered by him, therefore fear can't get to me. Amen, because I'm resting in that luxurious love that he has for me. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. I love that. The fragrance of his Holy Spirit. Nobody's allergic to that, by the way. Many people have perfume allergies, right? But the fragrance and the Holy Spirit, there's no allergy. Amen. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For I'm being pursued only by your goodness and unfailing love. Then afterwards, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be forever with you. And I said, amen. Isn't it beautiful? You know, there's two things from the Bible that most people who aren't Christians even have always heard of. And that's the 23rd Psalm, because I think it's read at every funeral that ever has happened since the beginning of the world. And the Lord's Prayer. So those two things. But this just, and so we could almost say it by heart out of the King James Version. But this version just kind of lifts it up, and it's refreshing to us as believers. Let's stand, and you know what? We're going to say it all the way through. Then when we're done, because I thought this was so special, I have printed out a copy for each of you to take home and have, just stick it in your Bible and pull it out and read it when you're down, when you're up, whenever you want to. Amen. Let's say it all together. The Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, the quiet brooks of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me the pathway to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. You remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For I'm being pursued only by your goodness and unfailing love. Then afterwards, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be with you. Amen. Pastor Kev, can we go into worship with that?
What a great promise and assurance.
He's fabulous.
He is fabulous.
He takes good care of me and you.
No matter what your needs are this morning, this is the God we get to worship. What a great God, isn't it true?